Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It is the Monday edition as we kick off hour number one. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Gardner.
Yeah, that's right. No more Mark. Uh-huh. He's gone.
Mark, where are you?
He's out of here.
Went to Ian, see his mommy.
He did go to see his mommy.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah.
So, good to have you here.
Well, it's good to have you here. I'm here all the time. It's not you.
That's true. So, I'm so pleased to be here hanging out, man.
And you're sick. So, like, Gardner obviously sounding a little under the weather here tonight. And so extra congratulations to you for taking the time to come in here. Because I know how brutal it is doing a radio show 3 hours a day.
Right.
Let alone, because you think about when you're listening to the show, you're thinking, oh, all you guys do is go in, you sit behind a microphone, and you talk for 3 hours. But really, it's a lot harder than you might think it is. And then having to do it again for three more hours?
It's pretty funny. You know, for those who don't know, I do a show here in New Hampshire 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday. And so Ian asked if Wayne and I wanted to stop by, and I said, sure, you know, that would be absolutely fantastic. And Ian, I wasn't sure whether you were going to be here at the start, so that's why I'm so pleased. It's so much fun to hang out with you guys, and Wayne and I have been talking prior to the show and getting to know each other. It turns out we both come from the same state, Connecticut. We both escaped.
Yes.
Yes. So thank you very much for having me here, man, and I'm ready to go.
You missed the Connecticut flag burning.
You did miss that. You laughed.
No, did you really burn a Connecticut flag?
Yeah, it was over the weekend. It was at the third annual UN flag burn. Well, we also had some Connecticut flags there as well. Of course, it was taking place at the house of the husband of Lauren Canario, who is still, unfortunately, in prison in Connecticut.
It's incredible. That story is just so shocking. I'd love to talk about that a little bit as well. You know, that's really sad. There's so many nooks and crannies of federal encroachment into our rights and state encroachment.
I wish there was some good news to report on it. There's not, unfortunately. I mean, the latest with Lauren is that she's been in jail for, what are we up to, 100 days at this point? I think she's been charged at this point, but she hasn't even had a trial. She's been in jail for 87 days now.
Felony porch sitting?
Yeah, with no trial. And it's up to 8 months to a year. It could be that long before she actually sees a trial. I guess that's what they consider a speedy trial in Connecticut.
Oh, my God.
Was there an illegal book involved here?
Apparently, yes. It was. Actually, I don't even know what she was reading at the time, and she had permission from the property owner to be there because it hadn't completely transferred out of his hands and gone completely into the new London Development Corporation's hands yet. So he was okay with her being there, but the city obviously wasn't, and they wanted to show their power, so they went and arrested her.
Yes, and she was getting just a little bit too big for her britches.
Oh, yes. You can't actually express your individuality in a state like Connecticut or almost any other state nowadays.
But certainly not in this country.
Oh, man. That story is just so disgusting. I mean, first you have the insult of the New London people, the New London government, going out after that, the Kelo decision with the Supreme Court, and then you have the added insult of what happened to Lauren Canario after all of that. It's just, it's truly remarkable to think about it. And I'm ashamed to think that David Souter, one of our Supreme Court justices, comes from the state of New Hampshire. It's just sick.
Well, speaking of freedom of speech, you actually brought in a couple of sound clips here tonight, Gardner.
Oh, yes. And you know, that's an excellent point because Wayne brought up, I wonder what kind of book she was reading.
Unfortunately, Wayne's microphone is on the fritz at the moment, so it's going to be you and I for the remainder of this segment.
Okay, no problem. We'll check that out.
But, you know, you're the man for sound clips. You do so much prep on your show. I sort of throw together articles before the program and roll into my show. So I'm glad you brought these in because I didn't have to do the work
on
these.
Brother.
Now, this is, I thought when you came in that this was going to be sound clips from Newt Gingrich's speech that he gave a couple of weeks ago in Manchester.
Yeah.
We talked about it when that happened.
Yeah.
And he essentially came out and said, and the irony, of course, was that he was speaking at a First Amendment function.
Right. That's something the most amazing thing.
Some function set up to honor the First Amendment.
This is amazing. It, folks listening outside of the state of New Hampshire, they might have heard about the New Hampshire or Manchester Union Leader. It's the biggest paper in the state. It's always been very traditionally conservative. And there's the woman who was the publisher of it for years after her husband passed away was Naki Loeb. And Naki Loeb started up a journalism institute. And every year they have the First Amendment Awards dinner for the Naki Loeb Institute.
Okay.
And so a few years ago, of all people, of course, who else are you going to invite but John McCain, the author of the McCain-Feingold anti-First Amendment bill?
Wow.
So, of course, hey, it makes sense. So that was totally bizarre. And then this year, Newt Gingrich is there. Newt Gingrich, who likes to pass himself off as a conservative, Mr. Historian, this guy who loves Alvin Toffler, the futurist third wave pinhead, who in his book is totally involved with one world government. All you have to do is pick up the third wave and check it out.
Yikes.
And so he speaks, and while he's there, this man who can stare into his crystal ball and see the future in his arrogant, conceited pinhead way, Newt Gingrich says, you know, since we're in this war against terror, we're going to have to seriously reassess this First Amendment thing.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he said. He said he wanted to shut down websites.
Yes.
He said he wanted to shut down people who were saying terroristic things, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was pretty outrageous. I guess Tim Russert had him on his show over the weekend. You cut out a couple of clips from it.
Yeah.
So we're going to feature one of them right now, just so you can get a glimpse into this man's insane mind.
Yeah, and
what he wants to foist on the American people.
As you do it, get ready on the pause on that.
Okay.
Because there are going to be little points that we need to bring up. One of the things we need to foreshadow and stress here is the question that Tim Russert poses to Newt Gingrich.
John McCain Gingrich,
yeah,
or
exactly,
whoever they are.
Exactly.
They're all the same.
The question he poses to Gingrich is very important, because what Gingrich does is he uses certain rhetorical devices, like, for example, bringing up an anecdotal example rather than the abstract principle to say this is his backdrop, this is his support for his argument. So here it is.
All right, we'll start this one.
Yeah.
So second.
Oh, no, we got to go to the other
one.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go to the other one.
Yeah. So second.
No, okay. So the second one was
listed
first.
Let me turn to a broader war on terror and some comments you also made in New Hampshire about the war on terror and the First Amendment. This is a serious long-term war, and it will inevitably lead us to want to know what is said in every suspect's place in the country. And my prediction to you is that either before we lose a city, or if we are truly stupid after we lose a city, we will adopt rules of engagement that use every technology we can find to break up their capacity to use the Internet, to break up their capacity to use free speech. This is a serious problem that will lead us to a serious debate about the First Amendment. Which freedoms, rights of speech would you curtail?
Well, let's start.
Okay.
Before he gets into that, why do we have to have a debate on the First Amendment?
I thought they debated it pretty well in 1787, don't you, buddy?
You know? I mean, I wasn't there for it. I can't really comment on their debate. But
yeah. Yeah. Wayne's laughing over his eyes. It's
right.
Yeah, you know, we've got to have a debate on it. Really, Newt? Well, that's interesting. I'm fascinated by the idea that we need to debate the concept of something that is an inalienable right that we have to be able to use in order to support our lives.
Well, nothing's inalienable anymore in this country.
Apparently
everything
not.
Is up for grabs now. All of our freedoms up on the table, and the politicians can just take away as many as they like.
Well, the Republicans compromised enough with the Democrats on domestic spending over the past 8 years or so that I guess they're really willing to compromise on pretty much anything in the Constitution.
Let's continue. Here's his excuse.
With an incident recently in Illinois where the FBI sold hand grenades to a jihadist who wanted to go into a mall at Christmas and blow up himself and as many people as possible. The FBI now reports, and by the way, the local Muslim community thanked the FBI for trapping him, and the ACLU was worried that entrapment was involved. Just take those two standards. The local Muslims, who are Americans and patriots and don't want to be blown up in the mall, thought it was terrific to arrest this guy for trying to buy hand grenades, and the ACLU thought there's probably a real infringement of his legal right to be stupid.
But they're Americans and patriots as well.
They're Americans and patriots as well, but they're suicidal in my judgment.
All right. Isn't that nice? So first, Tim Russert asks him this question, Ian, and then Russert doesn't answer the question of what rights would you curtail. He says, well, let me give you an example, just to show you how important and pressing this terrible thing
is.
He
wants to appeal to emotion. Oh, my gosh, there's a guy with hand grenades.
Precisely. You hit it exactly. Now, what this has to do with his idea on free speech, we'll get into in a second. But that he brings up this larger point, which is that the ACLU is actually backing this guy up and saying, hey, he might have been a victim of entrapment. Now, if that were you or if that were I, I would want to have somebody backing me up. If I was an American citizen, and I am,
right.
If I were an American citizen, I'd want to have somebody supporting me. Now, Newt Gingrich seems to think that that's disgusting and awful.
Well, that's because there's a sort of mentality amongst Newt and his followers that, well, we're all perfect, and we'll never do anything wrong in our lives, and we'll never get caught up in, say, a zealous prosecutor's bid for wanting to be mayor or whatever. We'll never get caught up in overzealous police officers planting evidence or manufacturing things. And we'll explore this more on the way with your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 18, 2006. Gold's at $615.40, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $635, $320.48 for half, and $160.24 for quarter ounce coins at $635, $320.48, and $160.24. On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government at interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1934. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1934. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1934. That's 1-800-771-1934.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Monday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Gard.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features you'll find there because they are completely free. And that does include the live streams. So maybe you're on the fringe of a radio station's listening zone and you just can't tolerate the static anymore. If you're near your computer, head over to freetalklive.com and tune in there, because we've got a broadband feed as well as a dial-up feed, both of them completely free at freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get registered and learn more. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You guys giving yourself, giving each other thumbs up during that live read.
Oh, I can't wait for that, Ian.
It's going to be great.
Oh, my God. It's going to be such a blast. And I know they've already got a lot of people who are going to be going to that. And it's just going to be so excited to be there.
Yeah. People like, I mean, they don't mention it in the live read, but I know Sharon Harris from the Advocates for Self-Government. She's the president of that great organization, just a group dedicated to explaining the best ways to communicate liberty to others. It's important to get that out there. Our friend Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org, he's a recently announced speaker, so that's going to be exciting.
Fantastic.
And Jack Cole from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. I mean, really, it is quite a roster of liberty-oriented people.
You know, Jack Cole's amazing. I got to see him speak once before, and he has all these old slides, pictures of him. When he was a drug warrior? Yeah, and it's amazing. You know, he looks like a mustachioed Al Pacino or something out there. And, you know, sitting with his feet on stashes of pot and so on. And he gives out all the statistics about how useless the war on drugs has been.
Yep, so that's going to be really good. And we're all going to be there, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
it's going to be great.
All right, let's continue. We were talking about Newt Gingrich, his appearance on Meet the Press over the weekend.
Yeah.
Tim Russert had him on, asked him some questions about his, I guess this was appearance about 2 weeks ago at a First Amendment panel or some sort of a program, where he essentially trashed the First Amendment and said that if you elect him for president in 2008, that he would like to see people cracked down upon for saying terroristic things, because we can't have these terrorists getting on the internets and putting up websites and stuff.
Exactly.
It's hate speech. Hate speech.
Essentially the Republican version of hate speech.
Yes. Yeah. I wonder where on earth this guy would have gotten the hand grenades if he hadn't gotten them from the FBI.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's get back to his example in case you're just tuning in.
In Illinois, where the FBI sold hand grenades to a jihadist who wanted to go into a mall at Christmas and blow up himself and as many people as possible. The FBI now reports, and by the way, the local Muslim community thanked the FBI for trapping him, and the ACLU was worried that entrapment was involved.
Now, I didn't follow the details on that case.
Yes. Yeah.
Do either of you know what the entrapment factor was here?
I don't. The only thing that I know about it, Ian, is that this guy was busted, and they busted him with four grenades that he was planning to set off, and they said there was never any danger to the public. Well, now we know why there was never any danger to the public, because, as Wayne said, we wonder where he got the hand grenades.
This is a perfect setup, too, because now you've got this guy who's an American citizen, not a foreign-born guy, who's a terrorist.
Yeah. Yeah,
so any one of us could be terrorists. This guy down the street could be. You better snitch on everybody if they look suspicious.
Exactly, and this is the troubling thing to me, and is regardless of this man's guilt or innocence, he's not being given the presumption of innocence. And second of all, the entire orientation of Newt Gingrich, as Wayne indicates, is that this guy is guilty. He is a radical Muslim extremist terrorist. We know that. There's no presumption. I mean, he's clearly implying there, they did the right thing in arresting this guy, and how dare the ACLU actually give this guy any sort of defense. Now, I would love it if Newt Gingrich were arrested sometime for some trumped-up charge. We don't know whether this is real or not. It likely is. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But the presumption of innocence for all American citizens is so sacred. Going into a courtroom, the idea that you have the right to a fair trial.
That's one of those things that really separates America from the rest of the world.
Right. It comes from the Magna Carta. It was magnified in the United States. It's so key. And one of the key things about this for everybody to remember is this is what's so important. With the recent bills that were pushed by a lot of Newt Gingrich's friends who are still in the House and won't be come January, under the new trial rules that they have for so-called enemy combatants and detainees, you're not going to be tried under U.S. criminal code. This guy won't be tried as a U.S. criminal terrorist, the way they tried the old Palestinian Liberation
Corps. You think they're going to bring him into the military court?
Exactly. They'll bring him into these military commissions that George Bush set up. They don't have to afford him habeas corpus, and they can keep him there and question him as long as they want.
Right, and as long as the Muslims say it's okay, then, well, who cares, right? That's his excuse,
and
all because some Muslims said, oh, great, thanks for arresting him, that we should just flush everybody's rights down the drain. See, and this touches back to what I was trying, the point I was trying to make before you had to go to break, and that is that the people who support what things like Newt are saying are the individuals who believe that they're law-abiding citizens, and it doesn't matter if we bastardize the Constitution, if we destroy the Bill of Rights, because as long as it keeps us safe, we're not concerned with what you do to the rights of those other people.
I have nothing
those
to
bad
hide.
Guys.
I have nothing to hide.
Those
do you?
People. Yeah, those people.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yeah.
Someday, after all of you, after you've allowed our rights to be destroyed, which is what you're doing, someday, political people that you may not agree with might come into control of the government. And then they might decide to outlaw something that you enjoy. Maybe your guns. Maybe your church.
Exactly.
You think it's not possible in America? Well, maybe it is. And if it did happen, if those people did get in control, they've got control of the government that you helped create. And then they're going to use that government on you. And by that time, there's not going to be anybody else left to stand up for your rights that you used to have, and you're going to go into a gulag somewhere.
Over and over again.
In history.
You know it. Yeah, absolutely. You know, we often have a woman, Debbie Schlussel, on, and her grandfather was able to escape the Nazis because he didn't give up his weapon. And they fought against the Nazis.
Mm.
And it's so amazing to see how people don't recognize the lessons of history. And Newt Gingrich, a guy who calls himself a historian, first, he's asked by Tim Russert, what rights would you curtail? And he doesn't answer. He gives this anecdotal example of, well, you know, we need to be very, very afraid because U.S. policy abroad, he doesn't say this, of course, but this is really what's going on. U.S. policy abroad is making people hate America.
Yep.
And they're going to continue trying to nail America. Okay, you know, I love these arguments from people who say, well, the Muslims are trying to take us down, to get us. What do they think the end run for the Muslim extremists is?
The end game?
Yeah. Do they think that they're actually going to destroy the United States?
I don't know. They seem so paranoid to me.
I don't know.
These individuals.
Yeah, it's very strange. It's very apocalyptic.
They also They also believe. I'm glad you used that word because they also believe it's some sort of a religious war.
Right.
We've had Christians come on, and I don't have a problem with the Christians that don't want to enforce their ways on others, but we've had the types of Christians come on our show. On our Saturday show, for instance, come on and say, well, we got to get those Muslims before they get us. It's us or them. And so that's their excuse for waging a war against a populace full of people that aren't extremists,
full of
people that are just regular folk going about their daily lives, trading and making products and services. And these people, these so-called Christians who are supposed to love other people, are advocating genocide. Wipe them out. Turn it into a parking lot. This is sick stuff. More's on the way with Newt Gingrich. We got another clip from him.
Right on.
Where he outlines some plans. He gets a little more specific with what he would like to do to your freedom of speech. More on the way with your calls at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8-inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. And that is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne and Monsieur LG Grande himself.
Guard, how are you?
Yes, a very sick Gardner Goldsmith, but nonetheless here, a trooper.
Not feeling so grande right now.
Here on Free Talk Live. But we will take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. Get on the listener map. Head over to map.freetalklive.com, and you'll find that there's over 1,700 of our listeners from around the world that have added themselves to said listener map. You can go to map.freetalklive.com and scroll around and see who they are, or you can add yourself to it at map.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL, C-A-I, does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL, C-A-I. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. We're talking about Newt Gingrich and some of the things that he had to say, I guess, over the weekend in defense of his anti-First Amendment viewpoints that he holds. He would like to shut down freedom of speech in the United States, or at least he wants to be able to determine what you can and can't say and where you can and can't say it. And so with that, we'll continue with another clip from this weekend's Meet the Press, courtesy of Gardner
Goldsmith.
Exactly.
This is where they got to the point where instead of actually describing certain dangerous situations, Tim Russert was asking him a question. Hey, what would your curtail?
Exactly.
And then they went into this example of an Illinois terrorist, alleged terrorist.
Right, to get you all riled up, get you scared, yeah. Somebody out there with grenades wanting to blow you up, how can we put a stop to
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
He believes that curtailing free speech is going to stop
we need
terrorists.
To seriously assess this First Amendment thing.
Here we go.
So, second, the FBI now reports that this jihadist almost certainly became a jihadist. He's an American living in Illinois. And he's getting on the Internet, and he's reading hate, and he's reading recruitment, and he's reading how to be a jihadist.
How interesting. And I think you really hit it well last segment, Wayne, when you mentioned that this is hate speech. This is the Republican version of hate speech. And he even used the word right there.
Yeah.
He's spewing hate.
Right.
We can't allow that.
And that's the other thing. He said it's on the Internet. So mm-hmm. that's also a setup for controlling the Internet.
You got it.
Yes, it is.
You got it. That's exactly what he wants.
And it's not the only proposal for controlling the Internet either. Last week we talked about a huge bill that, if passed, would have a major chilling effect on free speech on the Internet. I don't know if you came across this one, Gardner.
No.
But I don't know. Is it John McCain? I think it's John McCain who's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm positive it is.
Okay.
The bill essentially would make it so webmasters... You, for instance, you've got libertyconspiracy.com. Are you the webmaster
Absolutely.
Essentially for that?
Are you telling me that they'd have to be responsible for anything posted on their site?
You did see that.
No.
No, that is what it's going to be.
Oh,
if this law
man.
Gets passed. Now, it hasn't been passed yet.
Yeah.
It's been proposed. But you can imagine that with this sort of fervor going on in this country, that if, and it wasn't targeted at terrorist speech, but I saw that it could very easily be modified to include that. They are targeting at child pornography and obscenity. Now, of course, child pornography is going to be easy to roll that in because everybody hates child pornography.
Right.
But the fact is, if I've got a bulletin board system and you've got a blog, and on most blogs you can post comments, right? So if somebody wants to say something about what you've posted, they can. And if you aren't sitting there monitoring your blog the entire time and somebody gets on there at 4 in the morning and decides to post a bunch of links to some pornography of whatever sort, this law would make you responsible for snitching them out. This is the real bad part. It's bad enough that you have to keep an eye on your website,
right.
But if somebody posts something that's obscene, quote-unquote, now, obscenity, according to the Bush administration, can be porn with whips and chains.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't involve children. And so somehow you're supposed to be able to discern what is and what is not obscene. Then, once you've discerned it, hopefully correctly, you report it to some centralized federal government clearinghouse. They'll pass on the lead to your local police agency, and then they'll investigate it. If you don't pass on the information, if you don't snitch out your users, which is essentially what this is, it's a snitch bill, then you could face $300,000 in fines,
wow.
Gardner.
Wow. You know, Ian, this is a scion from late 90s, mid to late 90s pair of bills, the Children's Internet Protection Act and the Children's Pornography Protection Act,
mm-hmm.
Partially proposed by Orrin Hatch. And I wrote these two huge pieces for somebody on them, and they ended up never being used because she was actually in favor of them, but she paid me anyway. And one of the things about this is when you look at, let's pull the obscenity part of it out, the child pornography part of it, they were trying at that time to say that any image of a child in a sexual position would be considered a federal crime if it went over state borders,
mm-hmm.
right? But they also included computer-generated images, sketches, drawings.
Right.
In other words, you know, pixelated images.
Essentially fantasy.
Right. And the predicate for a law against child pornography is that you have a victim. Those don't have victims.
That's true. It's a thought crime.
Exactly. And so that is extremely important to defend against, to leave a preposition dangling.
It is, but it's such an emotional issue that
right.
it's tough. You know,
exactly.
It's tough to get
That's
out there
problem.
And defend that. We will do it here on Free Talk Live, and we have before. Anyway, we got sidetracked
yes,
into
yes.
The porn
to the
issue.
Thing.
But this is just more crackdown on freedom of speech from
yeah.
this guy. Here
and
we
it's
go.
How
would you tolerate that? I mean, in a free society that's trying to survive, you know.
You close down websites.
You close down any website that is jihadist.
But who makes that judgment?
This is great.
You can appoint three federal judges if you
Oh,
want.
Hey, that's it. Three judges.
That's great. I mean, at least Tim Russert has a bit of enough sense to say,
yeah.
How does this work practically?
Yeah, isn't this going to be a little arbitrary?
Exactly. And you can see that Gingrich was sort of like, Well, you could do this if you want to. He hadn't even thought it through.
Right.
This guy, who was Speaker of the House of Representatives of the United States, a position that was created by the Founding Fathers, who enshrined the First Amendment that said Congress shall pass no law. Congress shall pass no law. He was head of Congress, and he comes out with an idea like this. First of all, trying to inflame fears of people and say, well, we have to be afraid, ergo we need to do something about this First Amendment because our lives could be at risk. The founders would never have stood for that. They would never say, well, what we need to do is we need to make ourselves more secure. The ends justify the means. Therefore, let's seriously debate whether we should have the Constitution.
Yeah, if the founding fathers wanted security, they would have been okay with King George. I mean, there's plenty of soldiers
Precisely.
In the streets. Awfully secure, right? I mean,
Absolutely.
The more soldiers, the more secure you are. At least that's our rationale today.
You know what really gets me about this is Russert got into this a little bit, and this draws out some of the ways that they get around the Constitution practically, and has to do with the telecommunications regulations. That stuff really ticks me off. But what they do is, if you were to say, okay, Newt, what are you going to do about books?
How to build a bomb,
yeah,
how to
exactly
anarchist cookbook,
the anarchist
sort of
cookbook. What are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about a magazine that's out there on the racks that people can sell? Are you going to stop that, Newt? Oh, and Newt gives you the excuse of, well, you know, we're at war. Oh, really? I never saw the Congress declare war, Newt. I wonder why they didn't declare war. Maybe it was because they didn't want to conform to the Geneva Accords, Newt.
Indeed.
So maybe all this stuff is tied together with people intentionally trying to avoid war. Maybe they don't have end results of giving the government more and more power in the sort of way some conspiratorialists look at it. But we know one thing. This lends them more power. This lends them more attention in the media. They're the ones who are going to be debating what's right and what's not right. Not us in our bedrooms, not us in our newsstands, not us in our locality.
Right, and if they decide that you bring it up on your blog and they don't want to hear it,
down you go.
You're done. I mean, once they start shutting down some websites, then they're going to have the precedent to say that, shut down these guys' website. Now, they're not Muslims over here on this liberty conspiracy, but they're certainly anti-government. I mean, they're talking about...
And they're speaking out about this guy who's clearly a jihadist. What Newt Gingrich said so, right, Wayne? He's clearly a jihadist, and they're talking about defending this guy's right?
Now, wait a minute. Since you mentioned speaking out and defending this gentleman, now, we don't know if he's guilty or innocent. He hasn't gone to a trial yet. So, of course, we're going to stand up for him because, in my world, it should be innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
But then you shift over to the new definition of enemy combatant, which is anybody who... it's not enemy combatant. It's the...
detainee.
Oh, it's the new detainee thing for here in this country. It's if you're providing material support to a so-called terrorist. So maybe we're providing that material support right now. Therefore, we could be rounded up and thrown away. More's on the way. This is Free Talk Live. This is getting scary.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's the Monday edition. Andy Dean here with you.
And Wayne.
And Gard.
And that is the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support us, well, we could use your vote. If you go to vote.freetalklive.com, that'd be the place to go to help out, because your votes help propel us into the top 10 podcasts of the world. Now, currently we're ranked as the number 4 podcast in the world.
Wow.
Which, yeah, that's not too shabby out of 25,000, so not too bad. But we could be doing better if you would go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com. And as I pointed out before, if all of our listeners went and voted, all of our podcast listeners, let alone our radio listeners,
Then
we would easily be number one.
That's fantastic.
So please head over and vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com.
And you deserve it, too, by the way.
We want to be number one like you, Gard.
So we're talking about this Newt Gingrich character and his comments on what he would like to see happen to freedom of speech in the United States. And the short version is he would like to have it eradicated. There's certain speech that is scary.
Yeah.
And Newt wants to make it so if you are scaring people or talking about terroristic things or hate, it's, you know, this is like the Republicans' version of hate. If you hate America, then your speech should be shut down.
And you know, Ian, you know what's so repulsive about this? Is the rhetorical tools that Newt Gingrich uses. He's a very, very smart guy, but you can tell that he's gotten into certain patterns and somebody needs to shake him out of them. I mean, we all get into those things once in a while. This guy, he heard some flack about what he had to say while he was here in New Hampshire, speaking at the First Amendment dinner, saying that we need to give a serious second look at this First Amendment thing. And then he wrote a letter to the union leader on last Monday, I think it was published. And he came out and he said, well, I seem to have struck a nerve.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on.
Oh, man, so just dripping with arrogance.
Right.
And again.
And then he just makes excuses for himself.
Yes, he says, those people who understand the war in which we are in, we are currently engaged, they understand what I was talking about. They know we're going to have to give a serious look to this First Amendment thing. The other people who demagogue the issue, they just don't get it, essentially, is what he's saying. So if you disagree with him, Ian and Wayne, you're demagoguing. Mm-hmm. You're a demagogue, not him. Not him bringing up an emotional issue about this accused terrorist in Illinois before he even addresses Tim Russert's question as to what rights would you curtail. Not him. He's not demagoguing anything. He can see into the future. He even said 20, 30, 40 years down the line, right, when a city's destroyed, you'll see. You'll see I was right.
Yeah, and you'll wish that we cracked down on freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Let's continue with what he has to say here, because he's got a few more excuses for himself. Yeah. Tim Russert and Newt Gingrich.
You close down websites.
You close down any website that is jihadist.
But who makes that judgment?
You can appoint three federal judges if you want to and say, review this stuff and tell us which ones to close down. I would just like to have them be federal judges who've served in combat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, yeah, that's more important.
They clearly understand the First Amendment better than we do.
Right. Well, you know what that is it's just they've been more indoctrinated by the state and just more, they've got more allegiance to the state than maybe some other federal judges do.
And in Newt's eyes, they understand the battle in which we're engaged better.
Right. Either way, it's a bad idea.
Let's translate that. We want to set up a kangaroo court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Right.
You know,
three men.
The philosopher Kingsway.
Three individuals in the United States will have veto power over your website.
In your
life.
Incredible.
And this is the thing that really gets me about this, Ian. And this draws to, I think when I was here with you guys before, I talked about this trip that I had out of Washington flying on a plane where I ran into Markey, Ed Markey, the congressman from Massachusetts. And at the time, it was almost 3 years ago now,
mm-hmm.
he was proposing elevated fines for indecency, another ambiguous amorphous term, on the broadcast spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on a plane, I'm sitting there, and he gets on and I said, Congressman, I don't like your bill. He says, oh, which one is that? And I said, your FCC fine legislation. He goes, oh, that's very important. And I said, really, is it? So then I said, well, you know, it's interesting because the entire paradigm of the FCC is faulty. First of all, it's an open-ended interpretation of the Interstate Commerce Clause, which Jane Madison would have spat upon. And second of all, the idea that the radio spectrum or the television spectrum is a limited resource, and therefore, since it's scarce, you have to regulate it. I don't know how you get from point A to point F, but it doesn't make much sense to me. And it was being regulated pretty well before they established the FCC under Roosevelt. So he says, well, I think it's very important. Then he sat down.
Yeah.
But this is how they get away with this stuff. Now, Newt Gingrich is talking about websites and all these things because they're slithery and slick and they're hard to control. Well, since they're so hard to control, it'll just make it that much more important to get the government even more power.
Right. We need to pass more laws.
Exactly.
So these guys are going outside of the country because if you have a website in the United States and it gets shut down and you still want to spread your word, whatever it is,
right,
you'll just put one up in another country where there's no more jurisdiction. And
right,
then, of course, we'll have the United States reaching across different bodies of water to try to shut people's websites down, which we've seen them do with certain pirate websites before.
Yeah.
They'll team up with another government in another country, strong arm them and say, hey, you like that foreign aid we're giving you, don't you?
Yeah. Hey, I'd hate to see something bad happen to your foreign aid.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what else, you guys? What gets me, too, is, and I don't think we need to be futurists as he and Alvin Toffler love to be, looking at the third wave to see, because this is Newt's arrogance. I can see the future better than you can.
Mm-hmm.
I can see what's coming, and you better listen to me because I'll be right, you know? But this is what I think is coming, and I'm sure you guys agree. Either we make a decision about American foreign policy and announce it to people and tell them we're going to be strong in our defense, but we're not going to be meddling.
Right, we're going home.
Or we're going to have more and more people jumping on to a police state where you can't say what you want, you can't travel where you want, you can't buy the things you want because, of course, there's a risk.
Right, because we're under wars here, Gardner. We've got a war on drugs. We've got a war on terror. We've got a war on immigration. This is a country that it's at war constantly. And as a result, we're going to have to crack down on freedoms. Let's continue. There's only like a minute left of this, and it's just outrageous. Here we go.
Are you concerned, however, that with carte blanche, that the government could move in and say, this mosque is closed, this website is shut down?
You have more censorship in the McCain-Feingold bill, which blocks the right of free speech about American campaigns.
That he's right about.
Yeah, but,
he's using it as an excuse.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
And also a chance to disparage a possible future opponent.
You got it, Wayne. That's exactly right. And I brought it up earlier today. He did that, and for those people who didn't hear his speech or see the transcript of it, he did the same thing in New Hampshire.
The speech?
So it's part of his agenda to bring up the McCain-Feingold thing because, exactly, he's disparaging a future.
Right, so he's saying, oh, McCain, he made this. We've already restricted freedom of speech. What's a little bit more?
Yeah, and you were all dumb enough to fall for it.
Yeah.
Jihadists.
Yeah.
We have already limited the First Amendment right of free speech by a set of rules that are stunningly absurd. In California, you can raise soft money to run negative commercials attacking your opponent through the state party, and you cannot raise soft money to run a positive commercial on behalf of your own candidate. That's California state law. It's stunningly stupid and a clear infringement of free speech. So we've had a 30-year period of saying it's okay to infringe free speech as long as it's about politics. But now if you want to be a jihadist and you want to go kill people, well, who are we to say that's morally wrong? I think that's suicidal. I'm using the word deliberately. A country, you know, a Supreme Court justice once said, the Constitution is not a suicide path.
You know what's suicidal? Is voting for people like Newt Gingrich. Suicidal is supporting people who want to crack down on the freedoms that, and the rights that we cherish here That's right. in this country. That's suicidal, because if you give up your freedom of speech in the name of security, in the name of stopping the terrorists, then you're going to find down the line that you've essentially committed suicide, at least on the country, as far as the country is concerned, and our freedoms. And you've got not much left. You don't have much of an economy left, because we talked about before, I think it was last week, we've got a 17% drop in international travel to the United States since September 11th. Well, that's because the people that live in other countries that were coming here to go on vacation and do business
are now
spend lots of money. 17%, that's a huge drop. They're now saying, no, we don't like your TSA, and we don't care for how we're treated at the airport, so we're going to the Bahamas. You know, we're not getting that money. That's going to hurt the economy. That's going to hurt businesses who cater to these tourists. And then they're going to have less money, and it's all going to, and then we're going to keep the immigrants out. And of course, they're a huge chunk of the economy in the southern states and other places where they are. And we've seen there have been stories where they've ejected hundreds of so-called illegal immigrants from the areas that they live in. They've rounded them up and scared them away. And now the businesses that remain, they're like graveyards. We're destroying ourselves from the inside. So it's suicide to follow what this maniac is suggesting.
I think I couldn't agree with you any more, Ian, and it's so bothersome, because when you see what Newt Gingrich, and for those people who think Newt Gingrich is a conservative, I just need to take a check here. I want to remind them that shortly after they passed the contract with America, he went to his appropriators and he said, give the congressmen anything they want because we have to retain the majority. I spoke with a person from the American Conservative Union on our show last week, and he said that was the day the conservative revolution died.
1-800-259-9231. We've got hour number two on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything coming up. There's news about a possible change, or at least somebody who's got a lot of money wants to radically change the American education system. Wayne will tell us about it in your calls as well. Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.